Good morning, this is the morning news on English Waves Radio, and I'm Nia Kaysen. The second round of municipal elections yesterday has revealed a green wave that has swept across major French cities. The green candidates secured voters from Bordeaux to Strasbourg via Lyon. President Emmanuel Macron's centrist party, La République En Marche, faced a heavy blow at the local elections. Macron could emerge from the election without winning a single major city. This comes 2 years before President Macron is set to face re-election in France. One small consolation for La République En Marche is the re-election of Édouard Philippe in Le Havre, his hometown. The Prime Minister has an appointment with Emmanuel Macron this morning to discuss his future in Matignon. Philippe's re-election could result in a shuffle in the government, and he may appoint someone else to act as mayor if he remains at the head of the government. The socialists retain Paris and Lille, with the victories of Anne Hidalgo and Martine Aubry. Socialist mayors also won in Montpellier, Nancy and Le Mans. The Republicans will retain their town halls in Nice and Limoges. On the other hand, Marine Le Pen's far-right Rassemblement National was the victor in Perpignan. This is the first time the protectionist anti-EU party has taken control of a town with a population of more than 100,000 people. In Marseille, Michel Rubirola's left is ahead of the right, but the gap is very tight in terms of municipal councillors and with her opponent Martine Vassal. Turnout was extremely low for the second round of voting, and voters wore masks because of the novel coronavirus pandemic. The election has a record rate of abstention at 60%, which is unheard of for municipal elections under the Fifth Republic. You've been listening to The Morning News, and I'm Nia Kaysen for English Waves.